Hi, hello, and welcome or welcome back to the Strategic Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Blue, and I am a business astrologer here to help you use astrology to grow and scale your business. I'm so excited, as always, to be bringing you another episode. And today we are talking all about the ninth house. So there have been previous episodes on the other wealth houses, the second house and the sixth house, respectively. You can go check out those episodes if you haven't. But I'm really excited for today's episode because we're going to start digging into some of the most popular houses that your midheaven can actually be in. So if you have prominent placements here, like your sun or your moon, but more specifically, if you have your midheaven or the planet that rules your midheaven sign in the ninth house, then you definitely want to stick around and take notes for this episode because we're going to really break down what the ninth house represents and how you can use it in your business. So let's get into it. The ninth house is such an interesting place in the chart, especially when it comes to business astrology. So first of all, the ninth house is following the eighth house. The eighth house represents transformation, death, unseen influences. This is also a place where you can look at in regards to business astrology that highlights things like debt and specifically other people's money, right? And so in a house that's following that, the ninth house itself deals with overall a theme of expansion. It also falls before the 10th house. Now, the 10th house, we're going to have a whole episode on that, so don't worry. But the 10th house representing legacy energy and our life's work energy, right? Our public reputation. It's the most visible spot in the chart. So the 9th house coming before that and coming after the 8th house represents an area of life where you're meant to master. You're meant to take ownership over the qualities that are really going to help you to ascend and prepare for what is required of you within the 10th house, using the themes of the 8th house to do so. So let's go back to ancient astrology to tell us a little bit more about what the 9th house represents. So within ancient astrology and Hellenistic astrology specifically, the 9th house is all about spirituality, first and foremost. It's often referred to as the place of God. And it's also the house that is traditionally ruled by the sun, especially if you have a day chart or you were born during the day, then the sun is going to rejoice here. The sun loves being in the ninth house. And so in ancient astrology, this also pointed to the area of life where folks would point to rule over spirituality and religion. This is also the area of the chart that rules over long journeys. So think long distance travel, especially to foreign lands, lands that are different from the lands that you reside from versus short distance travel and places that are more familiar to you. That would be more of the third house. In Hellenistic astrology overall, this is the house of spirituality, long journeys, but more specifically to business astrology, expansion and great work. So I find this to be really interesting because in terms of figuring out the true application of what to do, there's so many points in the chart that we can look to support your business astrology and figuring that out. We have the second house, which can tell you about your monetizable skills to lean into. And then we also have the sixth house that can point to your literal occupation, what your role or career field would be in. And then we also have the moon, which rules over day-to-day matters. But the ninth house specifically ruling over and being the house of great work, this is really what's getting into the meat of what the midheaven is actually about and building that legacy energy. So it is pointing to a culmination of everything that you're doing. It's almost like if we were to think of your career as a book, right? The impact of the book is not necessarily on each individual page, but rather it's all the pages coming together to tell the story. And the story itself is what is going to impact other people, what they are going to remember. So again, this is pointing to what the ninth house is here to teach us, to prepare you for. In order to step into and fulfill the wishes of the 10th house, you first have to master the themes of the ninth house. And you can do this by also leaning into and utilizing the themes of the other houses that have come before it, especially the 8th house. So like I mentioned before, the ninth house is traditionally ruled by the sun. And if you have a daytime chart, this is the planet that is going to especially love being here. But if you were born at night, then Jupiter is actually the nocturnal ruler of the ninth house for you, which is very interesting because Jupiter being one of the two benefic planets that we have, this brings a certain energetic enjoyment to this area of your chart. Jupiter is also domicile here, so it's very comfortable. It's at home at this house in the chart. So Jupiter being in the house that it naturally rules over, especially if you have a night chart, that's bringing a lot of its benefic energy to this area of your chart. Now, it is important to note that Mercury is in detriment here. So when a planet's in detriment, it's struggling a little bit. It's not able to express itself fully in the ways that it wants to express itself. So for Mercury in particular, this points to perhaps a struggle within communication, commerce, in being able to relay ideas and information to other people, right? And perhaps even to transmute those influence and create your own ideas. These may be areas that you may want to pay a little bit more attention to, especially if you have Mercury in the ninth house. Now, within business astrology, the ninth house is really important, regardless of whether or not you have any planets here or even your midheaven, because this is an area of your chart that supports the transition from student to teacher. It's really about where you can begin to take ownership of all the skills that you have accumulated, all the lessons that you've learned in the houses prior. And also, these are the things that you're going to most be noted for. Again, this is a that is helping us to understand what it is we will begin to be known for. It's the beginning of the building of that midheaven legacy energy. To really take ownership of your midheaven, it begins here. It begins in the ninth house, even if your midheaven placement is in a different house. So let's talk about it. If you have your midheaven specifically in the ninth house, then this is really exciting because this points to the themes of the ninth house being very much tied and interwoven with how you are meant to live out your midheaven legacy energy. So for you, this may be encouragement that you're meant to lean into teaching and taking the skill set, taking the things that you have already mastered and showing other people how they're able to do the same. This works very well if you have a business where you are creating a sort of framework and you're teaching other people that framework or showing other people how to do something very tangibly. This is a house that's very encouraging for that. This is also a really good place to lean into if your business, again, falls into one of the major themes of the ninth house. That can also be really supportive in helping you to live out your midheaven energy. If you have the ruling planet of your midheaven that falls in the ninth house, this also encourages you to lean into that teacher role as well. But this can also point to helping you to showcase the energies of like how you are meant to be a great teacher and how you're meant to step into your midheaven energy. So for example, let's say your midheaven actually falls in the 10th house. This would mean or suggest more so that your midheaven energy is more deeply connected to your legacy overall rather than the process of how you build it. But the process of building that public reputation is going to be connected to teaching, to building communities with folks that maybe come from different lands than you do, expanding into themes of spirituality, really leaning into building and dedicating time to your great work and to expansion, helping people to expand, showcasing your own transformational journey. All of these things really point to utilizing the themes of the ninth house. And so if you have either of these placements in the ninth house, you want to consider, what have you devoted a lot of time to mastering? What makes you feel closer to God in the sense of, is there a certain activity, a certain skill set that you have that you could just do for hours, right? The thing that you would do even if you weren't paid for it, that helps you feel alive, feel connected to other people, that really feels like, outside of astrology, it is confirmation that you are doing what it is that you are meant to be doing. And is that perhaps a skill set that you can showcase, that you can centralize within your work and within your business? The ninth house is really here to encourage you in the process of building and really utilizing and expressing your midheaven energy overall. So if you want to dive deeper into the ninth house and how to use it to grow your business, in particular, how to really utilize your midheaven energy within your business, then I want to encourage you to book a business astrology reading. This is where we can dig deeper into your chart and really look to the other houses, specifically the second house and the sixth house, in order to help you understand how to use the ninth house energy of your individual chart to live out your midheaven legacy energy within your business. All the information for that, as well as everything that I've mentioned in this episode, can be found in the show notes below. So make sure you check that out. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.